Portantino here. Bates?
Here.
Bates here. Bell?
Here.
Bell here. Bradford? Hill?
Here.
Hill here. Nielsen? Wiener?
All right, we have a quorum. Again, good morning. Today we've got 45 bills to hear, three of which are eligible for a due pass motion. The remaining bills are suspense items. I see most of the authors have waived presentations. Some have not communicated with us yet. I assume they will be doing that. We have a couple bills on file that will not be heard today. AB 2943 by Mr. Lowe and AB 162 by Ms. Cervantes have been rescheduled for our next hearing at the author's request. In addition, AB 1639 and AB 2239 by Mr. Garcia have been approved as 28.8 and will report directly to the floor. It's been a busy morning. We've got committees going on, so we're going to try to keep things moving. I'd like to reiterate to the authors, we have one author here. This is a fiscal committee, so please try to keep your comments to the fiscal. We're not going to re-argue the policy, and we're going to get going. So, Mr. Medina, I see you here. Please come up. You have three bills before us. I see two are suspense candidates in your waiving presentation. So we're waiving presentation on AB 310 and AB 2012. And we'll go right into AB 93 on marriage and family therapists, which is a due pass recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. AB 93 seeks to streamline and strengthen the supervisor's requirement for marriage and family therapists, clinical social workers, and professional clinical counselors. AB 93
just got a waiver presentation for Mr. Grayson, so we can cross him off the list.
Help patients better access qualified mental
health professionals and get the services they need. This legislation has received bipartisan support, and I respectfully ask for your aye vote. Here with me today, on behalf of AB 93, are Roseanne Helms and Kim Madsen with the Board of Behavioral Sciences.
Thank you. Are there any testimony support?
Good morning, Chair Portantino. I'm Kim Madsen. I'm the Executive Officer for the Board of Behavioral Sciences. We want to thank Assemblymember Medina for his work on this bill. And I wanted to address a little bit of the fiscal that's associated with this. The fiscal is a direct result of some regulations that we would need to run and adding a staff position so that we can create a database to provide interns access to qualified supervisors. We expect to absorb any additional costs associated with this bill, and we respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Any other support? No. Any opposition? Seeing none, finance.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. Joe Leonadera with the Department of Finance. The Department of Consumer Affairs estimates a fiscal impact of approximately $82,000 for one position in 2019-20 and $74,000 annually thereafter from the Behavioral Science Examiners Fund associated with the provisions of this bill. Any other additional costs associated with this bill are estimated to be minor and absorbable. Any requests for additional resources will be reviewed through our annual budget process. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments? We have a motion. It is due pass. Please call the roll.
Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Nielsen? Wiener?
The bill is on call. It's 5-0. Your bill will get out. So thank you very much. And thank you for waiving presentation. That's appreciated. On the other two, they all go to suspense.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Without objection. All right. I see Ms. Quirk Silva, I think, is our only author in the House, so if you could come on up. You have one bill before us, AB 1715, which is a candidate for suspense.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Chair and Senators. Thank you for having me this morning. And AB 1715 establishes a process and timelines for submitting proposals to GoBiz on the establishment of a of a trade office or trade offices. And we already have some language for this, but this tightens up the language and allows for a process for those who might be interested, not only a timeline, but also how they can actually move forward with this. What the fiscal impact would be is the range of cost for one to two new positions to support the intake of applications, review applications, manage stakeholders, and provide recommendations to the director about the need. And where our estimate is about $140,000 to $260,000 annually. I think now more than ever, when we look at some of our issues with trade, or I wouldn't say issues, new developments with trades, this is going to be even more important in this next coming year. And this is our consultant from the Jobs Committee. If you have any other questions, do you want to make any remarks?
Is there any support? Any opposition? Finance?
GoBiz estimates annual general fund costs between $140,000 and $260,000 for up to two positions to establish the procedures outlined in this bill. In the event an international office is approved and established, GoBiz estimates costs of approximately $780,000 for each office, depending on the location, size, and scope of the international trade office. Thank you.
Thank you. As I said, this is a suspense candidate. Thank you for presenting it, and it'll go to suspense.
Thank you, members.
Yes, Mr. Bell, do you like a comment?
Just that international trade issue has become very major concern for the economy in Silicon Valley. And there's a lot of nervousness about this subject because of what's going on at the federal level with the trade issues. So I just want to say this is something we have to pay more attention to than we have in the past. And it might be wise to beef up our Office of Business and Economic Development so we can handle all these important issues for the businesses in California.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Just on a personal district note, my predecessor, Jack Scott, had set up the trade office with Armenia, which, of course, Schwarzenegger did away with. So obviously there's a lot of focus on that as well. So thank you for bringing it forward.
Thank you so much.
All right.
So since we don't have another author, you could present the claims bill if you like, or we can just start going through the wave presentations.
I think just go through the wave presentations. Okay, so since there are no authors here, we're going to see formally do some of our wave presentations. Mr. Medina had AB 310. Is there any support and opposition on AB 310? Was that a hand? Yes? All right. AB 310, part-time faculty office hours. Identify yourself.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Ron Rapp on behalf of the California Federation of Teachers in support. Thank you.
Stephanie Dowdle with the Faculty Association of California Community Colleges, and we are both sponsors and support.
Support. Any opposition? Seeing none, so without objection. Department of Finance, I'm sorry.
While the Chancellor's office indicates the bill would create minor and absorbable costs for community college districts to collect the specified information and post it on their website, Finance estimates the bill could create a reimbursable state mandate with Proposition 98 general fund costs of up to $720,000, assuming staff costs of up to $10,000 per district to comply with the bill's requirements. Finance also notes the 2017 Budget Act appropriated approximately $12.2 million Proposition 98 general fund to support part-time faculty office hours. Thank you.
Without objection, AB 310 will go to suspense. AB 2012 by Mr. Medina, school employees parental leave. Is there any support and opposition? Same two.
Ron Rapp, on behalf of the California Federation of Teachers, we're the proud sponsors of this bill and respectfully request an aye vote. Thank you.
Stephanie Dowdle with the Faculty Association of California Community Colleges. We are proud co-sponsors and also respectfully request an aye vote.
Thank you. Finance?
This bill could create significant costs for local educational agencies and community college districts to pay all specified employees at least 50% of the employee's regular salary during a period of absence for parental leave if they currently do not provide this level of benefit. Finance estimates that the cost of the increased pay would not be a state reimbursable mandate based on previous decisions issued by the Commission on state mandates. Consequently, LEAs and CCDs will be required to absorb the cost of the increased benefit within existing resources. However, finance estimates the administrative costs to the local educational agencies and community college districts to provide the employees increased benefit pay could result in a state mandate with reimbursable costs in the tens of thousands of dollars, Proposition 98 General Fund. Thank you.
Thank you. Without objection, AB 2012 will go to suspense. We'll move on to AB 1746 by Ms. Cervantes, criminal procedures. Is there any support or opposition? Seeing none, finance?
According to Caltrans,
1746. Take your time.
In the fall of 2017, the Foundation for Community College Districts was awarded a $1 million grant to develop the infrastructure and resources for instituting credit for prior learning throughout the community college system.
This is AB 1746, criminal procedure.
I'm sorry. No file. I apologize.
Okay. No file. Without objection, that'll go to suspense. AB 1786, community college military credits. Anybody support? Any opposition? Finance?
Hi. To reiterate, in the fall of 2017, the foundation was awarded a $1 million grant to develop the infrastructure for instituting credit for prior learning throughout the system. While the costs to establish the initiative and complete the report are unknown, the chancellor's office estimates that the grant funding is sufficient to meet the requirements of this bill. Should the grant funding be insufficient to implement the bill, it is the expectation of finance that the chancellor's office will absorb any additional costs.
All right. Without objection, AB 1786 will go to suspense. Moving on to Ms. Caballero.
Yes. She represented that the chancellor would assume. Is that stipulation clearly written into the statute?
No, it is not.
The cost would be absorbed by the chancellor's office. Is that specifically in the statute?
No, it is not.
Should it not be?
Clarity is always helpful.
Well, Mr. Chairman, as it's being considered on suspense, I would suggest that that be done, that then the committee has clearly, if that be the will, we're not going to get to vote on this, but I think that's an important stipulation.
Thank you. My colleague will make a note of that and revisit it. You got that? All right. Cool. Thank you. We're moving on. Ms. Caballero, AB 638, Immigration Consultants. She's waived presentation. Is there any support?
We'll take a note of it and forget it.
Come on up. Opposition, no support. Any support? This is all opposition. Okay, we'll take the opposition.
Mr. Chair and members, Lexi Howard on behalf of the National Notary Association, who represents over 500 immigration consultants who would be put out of business. They serve an important community service in this role, helping immigrants establish their ability to be here, a critical role. Respectfully ask for your no vote and understand it is going to suspense. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Hugo Acosta. I've been active teaching history and civics classes in the San Fernando Valley for the past 10 years. And this bill would hurt low-income communities that are underserved by not, they won't be able to afford majority of attorney fees. I respectfully ask you vote no on this bill. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Elvira Reyes, and I am here representing the Hispanic Association of Professional Services. This association developed education for the immigration consultants since 1998. So every immigration consultants are ethical and professional. We respectfully ask you to vote no on the AB 638. We will hurt a lot of people if this AB pass. Please vote no.
Good morning, Glenda Silva, an immigration consultant, and I'm here to ask you to vote no, please, on AB 638. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Good morning. My name is Berta Alicia Gonzalez, and I am very proud to be an immigration consultant since the inception when we were passed at the professional and business course as and accepted and recognized as a such. I am in business since 1962, and I have immigrated over 120,000 persons, and they are here in the United States, and many, many of them are proud to be a United States citizens now. Please vote against it. I have many, many things to say against this bill. Thank you very, very much. God bless you.
Could somebody help her? Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Josefina Monge. I'm coming here from San Isidro, California, to ask you to vote no on AB 638.
Thank you. Finance?
The Secretary of State and the Department of Justice indicate that the costs to develop and maintain a website with information relating to immigration services would be minor and absorbable. Finance also notes that by creating a new misdemeanor as well as a prison felony for multiple violations, this bill could additionally impose new costs and workload on counties and courts, which creates an additional fiscal pressure on the criminal justice system. Finance notes, however, that the likelihood of new criminal convictions from this bill is small. Thank you.
Thank you. Without objection, AB 638 will go to suspense. I see Mr. McCarty has joined us. I don't see any other authors. Mr. McCarty, you have a due pass on AB 2270 on horse racing. If you could present that, that would be great.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a measure, as you know, related to horse racing, actually harness racing, a district bill which would add one additional international race for a single racetrack on days when there is live harness racing for purposes of wagering. This would help create revenue for the racetracks and benefit the workers. I ask for your aye vote. Thank you.
Witnesses in support.
Mr. Chairman and members, Barry Broad on behalf of the Teamsters and Watch and Wager, which is the company that operates harness racing at Cal Expo. And basically, this allows the importation of one more race, probably from Australia, which will bring about $300,000 in revenue estimated to Cal Expo and to everybody who works at the track in Sacramento. It also, on days they're not racing, probably bring in some extra revenue for Los Alamitos in Southern California. So we would urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other support? Any opposition? Finance?
The California Horse Racing Board does not anticipate a fiscal impact as a result of this bill. And while this bill expands on an existing authorization to allow wagering on a nightly program of out-of-country harness racing, subject to specific conditions, violation of which is a misdemeanor, finance does not anticipate any new criminal convictions from this bill. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Comments or is there a motion? Do pass. Mr. Hill has motioned. Take the vote, please.
Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Wiener?
Your bill is currently 6-0. It'll go on call and it'll go out while you're here. I'll just, you waive presentation on 2602. Is there any support or opposition on AB 2602? Seeing none, Finance, you have a comment on 2602?
No file.
No file. Without objection, AB 2602 on Homeless Youth Emergency Services will go to suspense. Thank you. All right. We have no other authors, so we'll go back to AB 2121, Caballero, Pupil Instruction, Migratory Children, AB 2121. Is there any support or opposition to AB 2121? I don't know why you guys sit so far away from the microphone. I'd sit closer to it, but that's just me. Go ahead.
Ron Rapp on behalf of the California Federation of Teachers in support.
Good morning, Chairman and members. I will be sitting closer to the front. My name is Danielle Kando-Kaiser. On behalf of Common Sense Kids Action, we are in strong support.
All right, any opposition? Finance, is there a file on 2121?
Yes. This bill could create a reimbursable state mandate in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, Proposition 98 General Fund, for school districts to notify and track eligible students from their entry into the public school system to high school graduation to ensure that those eligible receive the exemptions they are entitled to under this bill. Thank you.
All right. Without objection, AB 2121 will go to suspense. We are going to move to Mr. Manshine has AB 862, Social Innovation Financing. Is there any support? Any opposition? Finance, AB 862.
No file.
No file. Okay. Without objection, AB 862 will go to suspense. We will move on to AB 2018. Any support or opposition? Seeing none, Finance, is there a file on 2018?
Yes, Finance is opposed to this bill because it will increase administrative workload for the Office of Statewide Health Planning that cannot be absorbed. According to the office, expanding the scope of eligible programs and facilities will likely increase the number of applicants and create additional workload that would cost approximately $100,000 annually. Additionally, by expanding eligibility criteria for this program, this bill creates additional administrative and program cost pressure to increase funding for awards for this program that is already oversubscribed under existing eligibility criteria. Thank you.
Thank you. AB 2018 will go to suspense without objection. We're going to move on to AB 900 by Ms. Gonzalez-Fletcher. Are there any support or opposition to AB 900? Seeing none?
No file.
No file. Without objection, AB 900 will go to suspense. We'll come back to AB 1773, which I'll present on behalf of the Appropriations Committee. We're going to move to AB 1013 by Mr. Lowe, remote accessible vote by mail systems. Is there any support or opposition on AB 1013? Seeing none, is there a file?
Yes. This bill will not result in additional costs to the Secretary of State. However, Finance notes this bill creates a state reimbursable mandate by expressly requiring local elections officials to make remote accessible vote-by-mail systems available to specified voters. Thank you.
All right. Without objection, AB 1013 will go to suspense. We will move to AB 1511 by Mr. Lowe as well on sentencing enhancements. Anybody in support? We do have a support.
Sarat Atapit with the Department of Justice, and we support.
All right, any opposition? Seeing none, is there a file?
Yes. Finance is opposed to this bill because it would increase the state prison population due to longer lengths of stay. It would impact the state's ability to comply with the federal court's order to reduce prison overcrowding to 137.5% of design capacity, and is unlikely to achieve its intended goal of deterring crime. Additionally, this bill will impose new costs and workload on counties, which creates additional fiscal pressure on the local criminal justice system.
All right, without objection, AB 1511 will go to suspense. We're going to go to AB 1947 on petitions. Any support? Any opposition? Is there a file?
This bill would result in no cost to the Secretary of State.
The Department of Justice estimates $24,000 general fund in 2018-19 and $40,000 in 2019-20 and ongoing to cover the costs associated with this bill. Any requests for additional resources would be considered as part of the annual budget process. Thank you.
All right. Without objection, 1947, we'll go to suspense. We will move to AB 1037 by Ms. Lamone on financial aid. Is there any support? Any opposition? Finance?
Assuming 2,500 students receive grant payments of $3,000 per academic year, the Commission estimates ongoing general fund costs of $7.5 million to provide grants to students. Additionally, the Commission estimates administrative costs of approximately $1.1 million general fund, of which $840,000 is one-time and $260,000 is ongoing, to support a technology solution to track and issue grants and to provide technical support to students participating or seeking to participate in the grant program.
All right. Without objection, AB 1037 will go to suspense. We'll move on to AB 1231 by Ms. Weber. Support, opposition, finance.
Provisions in the current CSU collective bargaining agreements would ensure that there are no additional costs associated with this bill if the lifespan in the lifespan of the current agreements. However, if the 5% increases indicated in this bill were put into effect in a subsequent agreement, assuming no future tuition increases, the CSU Chancellor's Office estimates general fund costs of at least $71 million in year one and at least $75 million in year two and growing annually thereafter. Thank you.
Thank you. Without objection, AB 1231 will go to suspense. We'll move on to AB 1262 by Mr. Garcia on crime and gang violence prevention. Support, opposition, finance.
No file.
No file. Without objection, AB 1262 will go to suspense. We have dispensed with AB 1715 by Ms. Quirk Silva, which will go to suspense without objection. We'll move on to AB 1805 by Ms. Irwin. Is there any support? Any opposition? Finance.
The Chancellor's Office estimates minor and absorbable costs for community colleges to update materials, report information to the office, and post placement results on their websites. However, finance estimates the bill could create a reimbursable state mandate with Proposition 98 general fund costs of up to approximately $720,000, which assumes staff costs of up to $10,000 per district to comply with the bill's requirements. Thank you.
Without objection, AB 1805 will go to suspense. We'll move on to AB 1865 by Mr. Lackey. Any support? Any opposition? Finance.
No file.
No file. Without objection, AB 1865 will go to suspense. We have AB 2269 by Mr. Lackey. Support? Opposition? Seeing none, we'll go to finance.
This bill will result in total costs of up to $14.8 million annually to the extent all eligible current CalWORKs children between the ages of 19 and 20 continue to participate in educational activities when they would have otherwise been discontinued from assistance. Finance is opposed to this measure because it results in significant general fund costs that are not currently included in the administration's fiscal plan. Thank you.
Thank you. Without objection, AB 2269 will go to suspense. AB 1871 by Mr. Bonta on charter schools. Is there support? Is there opposition? Oh, are you support?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. Mitch Steiger with the California Labor Federation in support.
Danielle Kando-Kaiser on behalf of Common Sense Kids Action in support.
Eric Harris with the California NAACP in support.
All right. Got one more support coming up.
Ron Rapp on behalf of the California Federation of Teachers in support.
All right. Is there opposition?
Catelyn O'Halloran with the Charter Schools Development Center. We remain opposed to the bill.
Okay. No other opposition. Finance?
This bill creates ongoing Proposition 98 general fund costs in the millions of dollars related to increased eligibility for the state supplemental meal reimbursement.
And to the extent that this bill requires a charter school to obtain space for food preparation and service, this bill also creates Proposition 98 general fund cost pressures within the charter school facility grant program. Thank you.
Thank you. Without objection, AB 1871 will go to suspense. We will move to AB 2473, State Highway. Is there any support? Any opposition? Finance.
Yes, finance is neutral on this bill because it could provide long-term savings to the state from avoidance of future maintenance and rehabilitation costs if the highway segments are relinquished. Finance does note that this bill could result in one-time costs to Caltrans to bring the proposed highway segment into a state of good repair. Thank you.
Thank you. Without objection, AB 2473 will go to suspense. We will move on to AB 1873 by Mr. Obernolte on driver's license veterans. Any support? Any opposition? Finance.
Yes, DMV anticipates minor revenue losses associated with this fee waiver. Finance notes that because this bill waives the $5 fee, the motor vehicle account could incur a revenue loss of approximately $128,000 annually. Thank you.
All right. Without objection, that'll go to suspense. We have AB 1895 by Mr. Calderon. Any support? Any opposition? Finance?
The UC Office of the President estimates one-time general fund costs of $150,000 to $200,000 to develop the infrastructure to support an income-driven repayment plan program, and ongoing general fund costs of $100,000 to administer an income-driven repayment option. The CSU Chancellor's Office estimates general fund costs in the high tens of thousands to low hundreds of thousands of dollars to establish this option. Finance notes that under the administration's approach to budgeting for the UC and CSU, appropriations to these entities would not be adjusted based on any of the noted cost increases. Thank you.
All right. Without objection, that will go to suspense. That was 1895, correct? We're going to go to, I'm sorry, and we're going to go to AB 1920. Grayson. Support.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members. Usha Machler on behalf of the California State Sheriff's Association, sponsors of the bill. Thank you.
All right. Any opposition? Finance?
Finance is opposed to this bill, which would create a new crime that could lead to additional cases entering the court system, increase the statewide adult jail population, and impact the ability of counties to manage their offender populations, since certain lower-level offenders now serve their sentences in county jails and or are supervised by county probation departments. Thank you.
All right. We'll go to AB 1962. Oh, excuse me. Without objection, AB 1920 goes to suspense. We'll go to AB 1962 by Mr. Wood. Is there support? Opposition? She's going the wrong way. Okay, seeing none. Finance?
This bill could create unknown Proposition 98 general fund costs of up to $1.5 million, but likely in the tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars, beginning in fiscal year 2020-21 as a result of an increase in the number of students identified as foster youth. Thank you.
All right, without objection, AB 1962 will go to suspense. We'll go to AB 2001 by Reyes, Family Child Care Home Education. Support? Mr. Rapp.
Ron Rapp on behalf of the California Federation of Teachers in support.
Any opposition? Finance?
According to the Department of Education, costs associated with implementing the provisions of this bill are minor and absorbable. Thank you.
All right. Without objection, AB 2001 will go to suspense. AB 2031 by Mr. O'Donnell. Support? Opposition? Finance. 2031.
This bill could create a state general obligation bond cost pressures in the tens of millions of dollars over time, to the extent that it creates pressures to increase the pupil grant amounts for construction projects in the future. At the time the pre-qualification requirements went into effect, finance estimated local school district costs could average up to $90,000 per project for district staff to approve and review pre-qualification questionnaires and address appeals of disqualified bidders.
However, the noted cost pressures could be offset by local savings to the extent that some less qualified contractors are disqualified or discouraged from bidding. Thank you.
Thank you. Without objection, AB 2031 will go to suspense. AB 2135, Mr. Acosta, Gold Star Families, any support, any opposition? Finance?
Yes, finance is opposed to this bill because it offers no mechanism for DMV to recover its implementation costs. DMV anticipates one-time costs of approximately $400,000 from the motor vehicle account for IT programming, revising forms, and updating the department's website. Thank you.
Thank you. Without objection, AB 2135 will go to suspense. We will move to AB 2177, Jones Sawyer. Any support? Any opposition? Finance?
File.
No file. AB 2177 will go to suspense. Without objection, AB 2261 by Ms. Friedman. Is there support? Is there opposition? Finance?
This bill could result in state reimbursable mandate costs in the tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars, Proposition 98 General Fund, by requiring school districts to add community representatives serving in advisory or consulting capacities to classified service, which could likely require school districts to collectively bargain for an additional class of employees. Additionally, this bill could result in new local costs in the hundreds of thousands to low millions of dollars annually for school districts to provide benefits to employees within this new employee classification covered by collective bargaining. Thank you.
All right, if there's no objection, AB 2261 will go to suspense. I know some of you have other committees, so I'm going to go down and present AB 1773 on Ms. Gonzalez-Fletcher. We'll pass the gavel to Ms. Bates. The appropriations cleanup bill with settlements. It's one of the bills carried by the chairs of the Appropriations Committee each year to provide appropriations authority for legal settlements approved by the DOJ and the Department of Finance. This urgency bill appropriates approximately $11 million from the general fund, the Department of Justice, for the payment of the following three claims against the state: Amado Stevan Onate versus State Employment Development Department, James Lawrence Pulley et al., Robert M. Mayano versus John Chung et al., Gabriel Cervantes versus Javier Becerra et al. These settlements were entered into lawfully by the state upon advice of counsel and are binding state obligations. Any future appropriations in excess of these amounts requires claims reversed back to the general fund. With me today is Surat Attapit with the Department of Justice for any technical questions, and I respectfully ask for an aye vote. Go ahead. Do you want to add anything?
I'm just asking for an aye vote. Thank you.
Any questions?
Witnesses in support? Opposition? Department of Finance.
Finance is in support of the measure that will pay the three settlements against the state that have been approved by both Finance and the Department of Justice. Thank you.
Any questions from committee members? Comments? You may close.
Respectfully ask for an aye vote.
We didn't get a motion. I'll move it. Call the roll.
The motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
That bill's on call. Did Mr. Bradford? Yes, so let's lift the call on, which is the first one here? We're going to lift the call on AB 93 by Mr. Medina. Please call the roll.
The motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Wiener? Wiener, aye.
That measure is out, 7-0. We're going to lift the call on AB 2270.
The motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
That is out 7-0. So the only bill we have on call is the bill I just presented. We're going to keep going. So we have no more due passes. We have a number of suspense candidates, which we will keep going through. Our next one up is AB 2272 by Mr. Mays. Anybody in support or opposition of 2272 on state highways? Seeing none, finance.
This bill could result in one-time costs for the Department of Transportation to bring the proposed highway segment into a state of good repair. While no estimate exists, this bill could additionally result in long-term savings to the state for decreased maintenance workload and tort liability if this section is relinquished. Thank you.
All right. Hearing no objection, AB 2272 will go to suspense. We'll move on to AB 2314 by Mr. Ting. Support, opposition, finance.
The Department of Industrial Relations estimates this bill results in $1.9 million Labor Enforcement and Compliance Fund in the first year and $1.5 million annually ongoing to establish an enforcement program for domestic workers. These resources include staff to provide specified training and outreach to domestic work employees and employers, as well as inspect work sites. Finance notes that any request for resources will be evaluated during the annual budget process.
Without objection, AB 2314 by Mr. Ting will go to suspense. I'm going to lift the call on the bill that I just presented, so Mr. Bradford can add on. Please call on AB 1773.
Motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye.
So that is out 7-0. We will move on to AB 2327 by Mr. Quirk. Peace officers, is there support? Is there opposition? Finance?
No file.
No file. Without objection, 2327. We'll go to suspense. We'll move to AB 2490 by Mr. Chu on vital records. Oh, we have a support.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and committee members. Joe Michael for Equality California, proud to be the sponsor of the bill in support. Thank you.
Thank you. Any opposition? Finance.
The Department of Public Health estimates one-time cost of $26,000 to create a new birth certificate application form and modify its electronic tracking and fee allocation system. In addition, Public Health estimates staffing costs of $117,000 in 2018-19 and annually thereafter to support one position to process additional requests. Thank you.
Without objection, AB 2490 will go to suspense. We will move on to AB 2531 by Mr. Gallagher. Support, opposition, finance.
The Department of Consumer Affairs estimates that the Court Reporters Board would require $60,000 for a half-time position in 2019-20 and $52,000 in 2020-21 and ongoing to research and identify standards in order to develop the regulations required of this bill. Finance notes concerns as this bill precludes the use of the Court Reporters Fund for activities in this bill and does not provide an alternative fund source. And therefore, this will result in general fund costs not included in the current fiscal plan. Thank you.
Thank you. Without objection, AB 2531 will go to suspense. We will move on to AB 2539 by Mr. Mathis. Support, opposition, finance.
Finance is opposed to this bill because it results in increased general fund costs of several hundred thousand dollars not included in the state's fiscal plan. Additionally, by expanding criteria for this program, this bill creates additional administrative and program cost pressures to increase funding for awards for this program that is already oversubscribed. Thank you.
Without objection, AB 2539 will go to suspense. We'll go to AB 2615 by Ms. Carrillo. Support. Opposition, finance.
In early 2018, the Foundation for California Community Colleges was awarded a $500,000 private grant to revise and redesign all student-facing system-wide technology, including the CCC online application. The Chancellor's Office reports that the Foundation...
You're on the wrong bill.
Oh,
I'm sorry. 2615, state highways.
Oh, I'm sorry. No file.
No file. 2615, we'll go to suspense without objection. Now we'll go on to AB 3101 on community colleges.
3101.
Support, there you go.
Dale Shimisaki with Los Angeles Community College District. LA Community College District is the sponsor of the bill, and we're in support.
Thank you. Any opposition? Seeing none, we'll go to finance.
My apologies.
Oh, no problem.
The Chancellor's Office reports that the foundation will use the $500,000 grant to implement the provisions of this bill, and any additional costs would be minor and absorbable. Finance does not anticipate that this bill will result in a reimbursable state mandate because the Chancellor's Office is expected to fund the application's development using the private grant or through existing resources available for this purpose at no cost to the colleges. Thank you.
Thank you. Without objection, AB 3101 will go to suspense. We'll go to AB 2918, Mr. Holden on Vehicle Driver's Handbook. Support. Opposition. Finance.
No file.
Without objection, AB 2918 will go to suspense. We will go to AB 3043, Mr. Berman. Is there support? Opposition. Finance.
Finance opposes this bill as it creates general fund cost pressures of $1 million to increase funding for the Startup and Expansion Grant Program and $30,000 general fund for the Department of Education to process applications for local educational agencies electing to provide a free breakfast to all students and to provide technical assistance to applicable LEAs. Additionally, the local control funding formula allocates Proposition 98 general fund to LEAs and allows them to use this funding on local needs and priorities. Thank you.
Without objection, AB 3043 will go to suspense. We'll move on to ACA 12 by Mr. Gloria. Is there any support or opposition? Seeing none, finance.
The Secretary of State estimates costs of approximately $500,000 general fund to place this measure on the statewide ballot. And according to the Board of Equalization, if the voters approve this constitutional amendment, it will result in initial property tax revenue losses of approximately $1,200 per claim. Based on current property tax revenue distributions, we estimate approximately 50% of this revenue loss will accrue to K-14 schools, with a corresponding increase in the state's annual Proposition 98 general fund costs. And while projecting the number of additional claims resulting from the proposal is difficult, based on information from county assessors, we estimate that the number of transfers will be small. Thank you.
Without objection, ACA 12 will go to suspense. And that concludes our file. Thank you all for being here for my first meeting. I appreciate it. And we'll be back again. Have a great day. Thank you. We're adjourned.